I'm Brad Locke, and you are listening to Prep Rally, a high school sports podcast brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Yo, welcome back, everybody. Brad here with Pod Gator. Talking high school sports, as usual, on this Wednesday. Thanks for joining us. We're going to spend the next few minutes talking a good bit of football, a little bit of volleyball, but mostly football, now that we're 2 weeks into the season. Hooray. Had a dream the other night that football season was already over, or it was like the last week of the regular season. I'm like, man, that went by way too fast, which is how it actually feels when it happens. You know, come early November, we're going to be like, what the heck happened? I wish the season could be longer. Alas. Welcome in. Again, just a reminder that this show does come to you every Wednesday. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, any of your podcast apps, or online at preprally.djournal.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at DJournalPreps. And be sure to go eat at our sponsor, Pizza Doctor, at Midtown Point in Tupelo, a.k.a. the Old Mall. Got the Meat Lovers again today. I think that's 3 weeks in a row. It's a winner. Everybody likes it. So go check out Pizza Doctor. Okay, week two, what happened? Lots of interesting stuff is what happened. Corinth beat Kossuth in overtime. Two big rivals. Not surprised it was a close game at all, but Corinth pulled it out 21-20 in OT. Kossuth went for two and came up just a little bit short. And they did this without Ethan Tucker, their star linebacker, who also plays some running back. He tore up his knee in week one. I believe he's out for the year. That's a huge loss for Kossuth. But they still played pretty well without him, obviously. But I think Corinth is back on the upswing this year after winning just two games last year. So we'll talk more about Corinth in a few minutes. The Skunk Bowl, Baldwin won over Boonville, 24-13. I did not get that pick correct in my column. In fact, I went 3-3 after going 6-0 the first week. Oh, well, I figured I would come back to earth. No, but Jamari Marshall, the quarterback there for Baldwin, he's been pretty solid last season plus. He ended up passing for 194 yards and two touchdowns. And then you had Joseph Stewart was his main target, six catches, 93 yards. And he had 44 rushing. Of course, Boonville is playing with a new quarterback, Noah Gillen, just a sophomore. He threw for 148, a couple of touchdowns, and an interception. So that's always a good game. Not surprised. I mean, yeah, I picked Boonville to win, but I'm not surprised at all that Baldwin won that game. You can never tell when those two meet. And this one was interesting. Not surprised that Starkville beat West Point, but they beat them bad. 44-13. That's not used to seeing that from West Point, which is now 0-2 for the first time in a while. That's also the worst loss, West Point has suffered since 2014 when they lost to Starkville, also by 31 points. So yeah, the last 0-2 start was 2011. Trying to avoid an 0-3 start, last time that happened I think was the year 2000. So West Point, obviously, with some issues on defense. We've talked about this a lot. All the people they lost, the really good players, they're still trying to figure something out over there on that side. I have a feeling they'll figure it out at some point pretty soon. But, not used to seeing that kind of score. Not used to seeing them on the wrong side of that kind of score, put it that way. I mean, it was a close game. It was only 16-13 at halftime, Starkville. Then they just blew it open in the second half. Trey Petty had a huge night, five touchdown passes. He good. Well, let's look ahead to some big games for week three. We've got Tupelo at Corinth. Like I said, I think Corinth is going back in an upward trajectory. You know, they won a state title in, 2019. Then last year, two wins. It was a tough year all around. Tupelo coming off a 55-0 win over Saltillo, by the way, after a sloppy first quarter, they got it together. I mean, Tupelo, I think, is clearly the better team. I do wonder if Corinth might not at least make it difficult for them, maybe even have a shot if Tupelo comes out flat, like they kind of came out flat against Saltillo. I don't know. You got Chris Rogers on defense, the linebacker for Corinth, heck of a player. He's running the ball, too. Now they got him back on offense a little bit at running back. Got Bronner Krajine, the quarterback, veteran, solid player. Broderick Alexander, the receiver. I wrote about him, I think, last week. So, it's on the road. It's at Corinth. I'll be at that one. I think that'll be an interesting game, at least for a little while. Got Houston and Shannon. That one could go to the wire. Going to see a lot of running in that game. Of course, Houston has Jalen Washington, the reigning Daily Journal Offensive Player of the Year. And he's already got, in just two games, he's got 321 yards and 5 touchdowns and 45 carries. Then you've got Shannon, which has been kind of spreading it around. I mean, they've got 701 rushing yards in two games. That's 350 a game for Shannon. So, yeah. That could be a good old-fashioned slugfest between those two offenses. Then you got Kossuth at Ripley. Kossuth trying to bounce back from that tough loss to Corinth. Ripley is looking very strong this year. They're 2-0. Kossuth 1-1. Ripley got a solid quarterback in Ty Long, but they haven't had to lean on them too much. And the defense is playing well. But this will be Ripley's toughest game to date. Easily. Should give us a good idea about both of these teams, but especially, I would say, Ripley, which last week beat Holly Springs soundly. And before that, the week before that, by Byhalia. So hard to know much from those games. But they did dominate. Okay, let's talk some volleyball. I went out to Saltillo Tuesday night. It's the Lady Tigers hosted Lafayette. Division 1-5A opener for both. And Lafayette won 3-0. It wasn't easy, though. They did cruise through the first set. But then after that, they had to play catch-up in both the second and third sets. Ended up winning 25-15, 25-20, 25-22. In fact, they were down 18-13 in the third set and then went on a 7-0 run. And Harmony Jackson, no surprise, had a big hand in that. The outside hitter had three kills during that stretch. He had 23 for the match. I think 10 of those came in the first set that Lafayette dominated. But she helped him come back and had plenty of good help as well. Maggie Tower up front made some big kills. He had Chloe Carr with 10 digs and did a real good job setting the net, better than Saltillo did. Caroline Crockett had 21 assists and Bentley Spicer had 17. So nice division opening win for Lafayette, but I'll tell you what, Saltillo, fourth year of existence, I think, they've come a long way. They've been competitive. They beat New Albany earlier this year. And, I think this will end up being a really solid 5A program around here for a long time. And just watching them play, they know what they're doing. Just need to keep at it. Got some good players on that team. Caroline Hamm had 14 kills for Saltillo. Okay, let's wrap it up with Athletes of the Week. We do this every week on our male and female athlete. Female athlete of the week is Kinsley Carter of the Tupelo swimming team. The Wave opened their season on Tuesday with a home meet. And Kinsley won the 100-meter backstroke, the 200-meter freestyle, and she was part of the 200 medley relay team that won. And the Lady Wave finished first at the meet. They kind of won going away. And Kinsley Carter with a big hand in that, so congrats to her. And then Male Athlete of the Week, Trey Petty, the quarterback for Starkville in that 44-13 win over West Point. 19 of 23, 343 yards, 5 touchdowns. Not a lot of guys can do that to a West Point defense, but this kid is different. Okay, that's all the time we have for this episode of Prep Rally. Again, coming to you every Wednesday. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, and any of your podcast apps or online at preprally.djournal.com. Follow us on Twitter at djournalpreps. I'm on there as well. at Brad Locke, and be sure to check out our sponsor, Pizza Doctor, at Midtown Point in Tupelo. And for Podgator, I'm Brad. See you next week.